podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I have a ton of respect for parents. I have a ton of respect for single parents, especially those single parents who don't necessarily get a whole lot of help from the other party, if you know what I mean. And I know a lot of people who are single parents, and I've hung with a bunch of people who are single parents. And one of them is a friend of mine, and she's got kids, and she's a great mom raising her kids, mostly by herself, it seems to me. And she posted something on social media that just made me laugh, because I thought, how many parents have been through this and have handled it the way she did? Here's her post. My 7-year-old just ran away from home with about 20 string cheese stuffed in his pockets.
Oh, my kind of kid.
A toothbrush and a mini bottle of toothpaste.
He's got priorities, doesn't
he? She writes, she says, nothing says survival skills like dairy products and good dental hygiene.
That's right.
And I'm reading that, I'm going, that is so perfect. Here's a mom who is not flipping out. She's like, well, there he goes. He's got his string cheese.
He's got his calcium.
And his toothbrush.
His fluoride.
Strong teeth.
Off he goes. And I know there are parents who listen to this and say, oh my God, you've got to run after him. Oh my God, you've got to chase him. You know, don't let them out of your sight. So what she did instead is she took this kid's older sister and sent her out to follow him without him knowing it. She was just like, go watch him.
She trailed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go keep an eye on him and make sure that, you know, he doesn't. We know what happens when a 7-year-old runs away, especially when he's got string cheese and a toothbrush. He's not going very far.
He's coming back for a cooler.
Right.
I forgot my Capri Sun.
Right. And I just absolutely love that. And by the way, the end of the story is that he did show back up about an hour later. And he brought his mom flowers that he had picked out of a neighbor's garden.
He realized how tough it was in the real world.
Changed his mind.
The real world is really difficult out there, people. So you find out when you're 7 and you run away from home. I ran away from home one time. Did you guys ever do it?
I did not. Oh. I thought about it many times. I had a little suitcase.
Well,
you know?
I have to explain something. My dad was a first sergeant in the military, and you did not cross him. If I had gone up to him and said, right, I'm running away from home, that would have been the last thing I ever
Same
did.
Same type of thing. Like, so wouldn't have happened.
So what I did is I ran away from home without letting anybody know. I just kind of went around the corner, and I hid behind a snowbank for about 15 minutes.
Oh, you rebel.
And your mom was actually like, God, it's so nice. It's so quiet.
I'm serious. I just kind of walked away, and I sat behind a snowbank for 15 minutes. And then I came back home, and they never even knew I was gone.
You showed them.
That was my way of being a rebel. I ran away from home.
Oh, well, let me tell you about mine. I actually ran away from home, and I learned how to do this from Muppet Babies, because little Fozzie Bear ran away from home this exact same way. I actually got like a handkerchief, you know, it didn't have polka dots, but a handkerchief. I put some essentials in there, tied it to a stick that I got
like
from the yard.
Like a hobo.
Yes. And then what I did is I just went into my parents' closet and I just started walking in place, you know, like pretending, letting my imagination take me on the journey, thinking that after a while they were going to wonder where the heck little Emily is. Ain't nobody come in the closet and look for me.
I love your creativity.
It's so weird.
Walking in place in a closet.
Because that's what Fozzie Bear did. He was it, man. That's where I learned
so
life.
Weird.
Muppet Babies.
I don't know if any kids anymore tie a handkerchief on the end of a stick. I bet kids today are much more high tech. They have one of those roller suitcases, right? I bet they have a roller bag.
Probably.
That they
take
with them
sure.
Now.
They have a running away app. Is what they have. All the essentials right there on the app.
You know what? If you would like to share your running away story, if your kids have done it, we would laugh and we would support you being that parent who's like, there you go. There's the door. Good luck. Hope you get.
That is pretty cute that she was just kind of like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Go on your way then if you're so mad.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Try to survive.
He came back with flowers. Here's Anne Marie. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all swell. What do you got for me?
I do. My son now is 21, but at the time he was about 4 or 5 years old, and I'm sure I irritated him about something, and he was going to run away.
Yeah.
I said, okay, so let's get you some clothes and some snacks. It's going to be cold tonight, and you'll get hungry. So he said, fine, and he helped me pack up a few things. And just in front of my house, I only have one street light, and after that, the street gets dark. So, you know, he gave me a kiss goodbye because he was running away. And I thought, he doesn't like the dark, so we'll see how far he gets. And, of course, I was getting kind of nervous. But, you know, he said goodbye, and he started walking down the street. And I thought, well, let's see what happens. And sure enough, I heard a little knock back at the door. And I said, who is it? He said, it's me. I think I'm going to run away another day.
Okay, right, yeah. Sure.
I said, no problem. Yeah, once Save he got back in the dark. It's priceless. It really is.
It is. I mean, it's just one of it's like a coming of age thing. Anne-Marie, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right, you as well. 631-1649 if you want to join. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
What's the story?
Well, this is about me, not about one of my kids. None of my kids ever ran away. But when I ran away, I'm relating to the kid with the toothpaste, because my very first stop when I ran away was the library. Since I was never coming back, mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure I got those library books returned.
There's something beautiful about that.
Didn't want all those fines.
And my mom was pretty cool about it. I got home, and she said nothing to me. So, it was all just nothing.
Yeah,
just go on about your business.
I think a lot of parents learned that. It's like, the bigger deal you make of it, the you know, that you're playing into their hands.
Yeah.
You got to be like, go ahead.
And I suppose if you have a kid whose first responsibility when running away is to return library books, maybe
you've got a pretty good kid.
You're doing all right.
I like your responsibility, Terry. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling the show. Here's Pam. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
All right, what's your story?
Well, my son, Aaron, was about 7, and he's now 40-some years old, but he was decided he was going to run away. And so I asked him if he needed help packing his suitcase. He said, no, it was fine. So I looked in it. He had a change of underwear, his rock collection, and his little stuffed mouse called Snuffy. So I said to him, well, okay, well, you know, we'll see you. I guess, you know, you're going to go. And he said, okay. So he went out the door, and about 10 minutes later, he came back. And I said, well, I thought you were running away. He said, well, could you give me a ride to the airport?
Sure.
Where was he going?
Yeah, he was going to Grandma and Grandpa's.
Oh, okay.
Right. Like,
no, I'm heading to Puerto Rico.
I told him, I said, well, you know, if you're running away, then you have to figure out how to get there yourself.
Uh-huh. That kind of ended that plan, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll never forget that story.
Pam, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You know, running away and then having to ask for a ride.
Right. A little help, Mom.
It's no fun. Hello, Jessica. Good morning.
Hello.
All right, what do you got?
So when I was a teenager, I snuck out of the house to run away. I guess my mom was waiting for it, and she knew what was going on because she locked every single window and every single door in the house
mm-hmm.
to make me have to knock off the door and wake her up to let me back in.
Of course, you can't make it easy for you to get back in, right?
I came back a couple of hours later, and my mom was just sitting in the living room waiting for me.
Yeah, they know.
Parents
know.
And Jessica, you'll be the same way with your kids now.
I have a 5-year-old.
Yeah, there you go. Have a fun day.
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate you calling. Here's time for one more, and I think we're going to talk to Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
What's your story?
My story is my stepdaughter thought it was such a horrible place to live, and so she said, I'm going to run away. And I'm like, okay, let me call social services first. So I dialed up and the lady was on the other line and she's like, hello. And I go, my stepdaughter doesn't think it's a great place to live. She wants to run away. So why don't you talk to her? My stepdaughter's like, no. I don't want to talk to her. I'm like, no, here, please do. The poor lady on the phone's like, hello.
Why'd you have to drag that lady into it?
Well, I know. I needed to make sure, you know, because she's just like backpedaling the whole time. And so she knew that we were serious.
That seems a little dangerous to me to be calling social services.
I don't know if that was the wise
Probably
play.
Probably not the best idea.
But whatever.
It
worked. Whatever worked for you. Debbie, thanks mm-hmm. for being on the show.
You bet.
I did have a friend of mine who had a friend who was a cop. And when their kid was going to run away, they said, I'm calling the police to let them know that you're out there. And they called. And they called this cop on speakerphone.
Excellent.
And the cop did this whole thing. And the
scared
kids,
straight.
The kid's eyes got like the size of dinner plates, you know, listening to this cop.
Awesome.
Talking about, yeah, we're going to get the dogs out. We're going to do this.
We're going to pepper spray you right in the face.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.